Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed your fabulous 4th of July weekend as we celebrated freedom. We are free in Christ. We are redeemed, and we are free from the curse of the law. So all this week, all this month, we are moving into a new topic. Faith that works. Faith that works. Not faith that we just hear about, but faith that works. How are we going to know if it works? We got to operate and move by faith. We cannot deceive ourselves by being hearers only, but we must be doers of the word, doers of the work, as the Bible tells us in James chapter 2.
Okay, I love that topic, Diana. Faith that works. So it's not talking faith. We're not on the subject today, guys. Emily, here. Because we heard people talk faith. Mm-hmm. We dive in the Bible. Because what we're going to talk about over the next 4 weeks is Bible faith. Because there's a difference between Bible faith and just talking faith, you know. Because we hear the word faith, have faith, have faith, have faith, have faith. If you have faith, this would happen. If you have faith, this would happen. And the reason why this didn't happen is because you didn't have faith. Am I right, guys?
Yeah. That's what they say.
Yeah. And we don't know Bible faith. Mm-hmm. Because Bible faith works. Mm-hmm. Bible faith works. Mm-hmm. Bible faith does not base upon one's feeling. Bible faith does not base upon one's emotion. Mm-hmm. Bible faith does not base upon one thought. Bible faith is based upon simple what the word says. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're going to teach that all month. Yes, go ahead, guys.
In Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus tells them, have faith in God. Mm. And sometimes that's where we leave it. We just think of God, he's a third person entity, and we just have faith that he's going to do it.
Yeah.
In his own,
yeah.
On his own
yeah.
accord. Not realizing that it's God working through us that brings forth the desired outcome. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it tells us that God is able to do exceedingly above more than we can ask, think, or imagine. But then it tells us how.
Yeah.
Through the power that works through us.
Yeah.
So it's his power. So we can't see God just as this third entity that's going to do it. God do it. God do it. No,
yeah.
He's doing it through us. So
yes.
We have to put forth evidence of our faith. What's the evidence that we're moving in the direction of the outcome that we see coming to pass? Because if we go into Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, where it tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So there must be evidence that we're operating in faith. So what is the evidence? Evidence is that it's rooted in the Word of God. So we have a word pertaining to the move that we're making, and the evidence is that we are doing. You know, when I was meditating on this point, I thought about Mary, how when she received the word from the angel about the conception of Jesus Christ, she didn't feel a physical change in her body right away. You know, when a woman becomes pregnant, she doesn't necessarily on the onset right then feel that she became pregnant. Usually it's over the course of weeks that she begins to feel like something is different.
Yes.
So what the angel had challenged her, go see your cousin,
Elizabeth.
So the evidence that she believed the word was that she went to go see her cousin, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
There was no physical reasoning in her body at that moment.
Yes.
Because we know, how do we know that? Because women get pregnant and they're usually 99% of the time, they can't tell you the exact second that they became pregnant. They didn't know at that time. Maybe later they say, okay, well, I found out I'm pregnant, so I know that I trace it back to this date, but they didn't know right then. So the evidence of her faith was that she followed the direction, which was to go to Elizabeth. That's the evidence.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So talking faith and doing faith is two different things. Mm-hmm. Talking faith is one thing, but doing faith is a complete different thing. That was great right there with Mary. You can't talk faith and get answer. Mm-hmm. You got to do faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Mm-hmm. Watch now. Evidence. So faith has what? Evidence. Oh, we got to see that this morning. If there's no evidence, then there is no faith. Mm-hmm. So I can't talk. Mm-hmm. I'm talking what I'm seeing and doing I'm seeing.
Because what we're seeing is the substance. So you're seeing the substance.
Come on.
So the evidence of faith is now what are you doing with what you see. So the substance, the word that was spoken was that a child is being conceived and all these things that Jesus was to do. That was the substance, but that wasn't what was she physically had evidence of yet at that time. The evidence was her obeying the word, go see your cousin Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Another thing that came to my mind, another person from the Bible that popped into my mind was Jacob. And when God told him, kill your son, sacrifice him. Yeah. Wow, how much faith did that take?
Yeah.
You know, imagine if someone told you today, if God told you, go take your son and go sacrifice him. We'd be flabbergasted.
Yeah.
But yet Jacob was obedient, and he absolutely had faith that the God was telling him something that was going to be okay. And he took, and it took days to get to where they had to go. Imagine him thinking what he had to do and collecting all the stuff he needed to sacrifice his son, yet he walked on faith.
So here it is here. And in Genesis, what you quoted there, Emily, Abraham and his son was Jacob. So
I did it wrong.
Sorry. Yeah, I know what you mean. So watch this. They have to walk. And the Bible says, we walk by faith. So that's a great point you were bringing out.
Yeah.
It was a journey. Mm-hmm. So to get to that place where the sacrifice was going to take place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says, we walk by faith and not by physical sight. You know, we walk by faith and not by sight. So Let's analyze this, and I know that you can teach on it because this is going to be a great teach at all, because we're going to teach faith, Bible faith. So if you're joining us for the first time, we're from Living Word Church, where we believe the Word of God is living, it's active, and the Word of God is true. It's true then, and it's true now. And we believe that the Word of God's supposed to work for us right now as it worked then. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. I just had to put that caveat in. Yeah. But he has to walk what he believes what he see in the realm of the spirit. Mm-hmm. See, so that was that journey. But he was going and guess work. Because in the scripture it says in Genesis, right there, Emily, that
Genesis 22.
It mm-hmm. says, on the third day, mm-hmm. on the third day mm-hmm. of walking, Abraham lift up his eye and he saw the place afar off. So that was a walking. Mm-hmm. And on the third day of that journey of faith, he saw it. Mm-hmm. Like Pastor Dye. So you guys are great this morning because mm-hmm. Pastor Dye says when a woman is pregnant, she don't see it right away. Mm-hmm. She don't have all the evidence right away. It's take a little process mm-hmm. before the evidence come. And she bring out Mary. That when Mary only got a word. And Mary has to go on that word in order to produce the evidence of that word, right? Mm-hmm. So she has to go on that word to produce the evidence of that word. Abraham, like you said, Emily, has to go on that word. Abraham, take your son. Mm-hmm. Your only son, Isaac, and go sacrifice him upon that mountain. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's a word. Mm-hmm. He has to go on it. And how does he has to do it?
Yeah.
So faith that work. Okay,
got it. Only on faith, really.
And it uses that word tested in Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. It says, now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. So then the Lord gives the instruction of what he is to do, tells him a specific place to go, what he is to do. And then he tells him, now on one of those mountains, I shall tell you. So that there was more to be revealed in the going.
Okay.
So the faith is the evidence in the going. Yeah. And then the substance that we're seeing before we see it, that we see in by the Spirit is being formed. And it's fulfilling the word. But the evidence of the faith is the doing.
So we have to see it mm-hmm. before we see it, mm-hmm. the evidence. We have to what? See it mm-hmm. before mm-hmm. we see it. That's a physical manifestation, mm-hmm. the evidence.
Every idea, every invention that's in the earth, somebody saw it before they saw it.
Yeah.
They had the concept of it, and then they began to develop it to make it tangible. Everything that we experience today, all of the technology, all of the perks of life, somebody saw it ahead of time. There was a creative force, the God factor, deposited into the mind, into the spirit of man to be able to produce it by faith. It did not yet exist. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
I found in him a friend.